Today's message for Wednesday, 26th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Always Speak What You Believe. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. One thing that the Lord impressed heavily on my heart about this year is that our words will play a crucial role in our fortune. Words have always been pivotal to human lives. It will be more so this year. The Bible says that the Lord creates the fruits of the lips, Isaiah 57 verse 19. Your words supply the seeds. You speak the word and God will bring it into effect. God will do what he heard you say, Numbers 14 verse 28. Therefore, watch. What you say and only speak words that you believe are relevant to your destiny and God's agenda for your life. Never say what you don't want or what you don't believe about yourself. Making positive confessions does not imply lack of courage to embrace and confront reality as some may think. The way God designed human life to function is that man should use his mouth to steer his life in the right direction. While it is important to diligently put your hands to work if you desires to succeed, you shouldn't use your tongue to cancel the labors of your hand. A poor man who begins to work hard to get himself out of poverty, and yet keeps confessing poverty is only reinforcing his unwanted reality. But if he begins to confess riches as he labors in the direction of wealth, he would be speaking in line with where he is going. The whole point of speaking the word of God or speaking positively is to ensure that your mouth and your hands are in alignment. That way, you and God become partners in progress and his promises will be fulfilled in your life. May your mouth not disqualify you from the blessings of God. Further Bible reading. Numbers 14 verse 20 to 38. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.